AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, says the police department has a fractured relationship with the community.
I am requesting the Department of Justice conduct a federal pattern or practice investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department.
She wants to know if there is a pattern of excessive force and discrimination. Last week, six Baltimore police officers were charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. He died after being placed in custody. Maryland's governor has lifted the state of emergency in Baltimore. A report being released in the Senate says the Department of Veterans Affairs has been trying to reduce backlogs in claims, but it is not enough. A bill has been filed for the General Accounting Office to investigate all 56 regional VA offices for problems. Nevada Republican Dean Heller is leading the group.
We have tens of thousands of battle-damaged vets that need immediate help, and the system is stacked against us, and we deserve better.
Heller says it's time for an overhaul of the entire VA system. Payroll processor ADP says hiring slowed last month to the weakest pace in a year and a half. Another report from the government says worker productivity declined for the first 3 months of the year. Stocks, meantime, are lower. The Dow is down about 50 points. A woman near Tampa, Florida, used an online pizza order to call for help.
It said, "Get help to me, 911." And then on the bottom it said, "Hostage help."
Manager Candy Hamilton at Pizza Hut said they call police. Cheryl Treadway told police her boyfriend was inside the home armed with a knife. He was later arrested. Treadway and her two children were not harmed. The former brother-in-law of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev testified about Tsarnaev's devotion to his brother. The defense is trying to portray Tamerlan Tsarnaev as the mastermind of the bombings. This is the penalty phase of the trial. Small earthquake shook California this morning, one east of Los Angeles, the other east of San Francisco. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican is giving its approval to Juniper Serra as a saint. The American will be canonized when Pope Francis comes to the U.S. in the fall. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Serra's sainthood is getting mixed reactions in the U.S.
The Catholic Church considers Serra to be a great evangelizer and a model for today's Hispanics. So they are hoping that this canonization will provide them with a role model. However, there has been and will probably be more protests from Native Americans who consider Serra to be part of the colonization machine that wiped out much of the indigenous population.
The Pope celebrated a mass last weekend in Serra's honor at the main U.S. seminary in Rome. At Cape Canaveral in Florida today, no humans were on board when a SpaceX capsule was fired into the air to test its new streamlined launch escape system for astronauts. The test lasted less than 2 minutes. SpaceX hasn't commented yet if the test was a success. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.